Well, we're going to do a song together, aren't we, Andrew?
I guess.
You want to do that long-deserved piece?
Sure.
Well, yeah, I guess kind of halfway sticking with a space theme tune, we're going to do a song that that I wrote a while back. You know, we started coming up with this Bluegrastronauts concept and sort of working on it. And I wrote a bunch of songs, and some of them are really terrible. But anyway, I always find, like, when I'm working on a project like that, I've got to, you know, kind of, like, read a lot.
Get some inspiration.
Get some inspiration. So I got on this Philip K. Dick kick. I don't know if you know Philip K. Dick. He's an author from, like, the 60s and 70s, and I think maybe early 80s. But it's kind of a part of that sort of psychedelic counterculture type stuff. But, oh, man, his books were just so good. I read, like, 10 of them. They were just amazing. And the first one I read was the Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, which is kind of the book that the movie Blade Runner is based off of. And at the very end of the book, there's this line where the main character, I can't remember his name now, but he's...
Well, because there's a machine, right, that you can, like, push a button and it'll make you feel a certain way. It's like a emotion machine.
Right.
And he wants...
Yeah, it's exactly.
Emotion.
Yeah, so like at the very end of the book, he's laying down, and after, you know, kind of he's had the whole experience of the book, and he programs in this emotion, this feeling called the long deserved peace. And I always just thought that was a really, really nice, just a nice phrase. And I didn't actually come up with it when I was reading the book. It was actually later. I kind of had written this sort of old timey tune. And was trying to figure out some words that didn't sound really stupid in it. And so I flipped open the book, actually, to kind of that random page and saw that phrase again. And so this is one called The Long Deserved Peace. No, Bill, you're not in my way. You can't be in my way.
Try this one.